Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. What's up, my little cranberry crumbles?
Aw, happy Friday, Junior.
Stop it with the stupid sayings.
Why?
Hump day, Friday, Junior. Oh, my
God,
Josh.
You just hate me.
You don't like it?
He's like a 70-year-old man.
Sorry, I try to have fun in the mornings.
I guarantee you, you're that guy, too, that comes outside and the neighbor's washing his car, and you're like, hey, Bob, are you going to do mine next?
Yeah. Oh, my
Happy Friday, Junior. I'll bring mine over next.
I'll get in line, Bob. Kid you not, I did that the other day
with the guy
that was mowing his lawn. I was like, hey, I'm next.
You got me. You need to rethink some of your life choices, Josh.
What?
You're not a 65-year-old man.
Not yet. Not yet.
Stop it. First thing, I called you guys Cranberry Crumble because that's the new air freshener that my wife put in the bathroom downstairs in the guest bathroom.
Oh, I bet that smells
good. At it this morning. I was like, Cranberry Crumble.
Is it tasty? Like, smells really good?
It smells really good when you mix it with turd. It's really nice.
Oh, gosh.
Cranberry Crumble Turds. So it was just a funny name to me. I looked over. I was like, Cranberry Crumble.
That's what I'm about to do.
Second thing, speaking of Josh, Katie and I were talking this morning. What the hell do you do in your truck for like 20 to 30 minutes every morning just sitting out there?
We have to know.
We calculated it today. It was about 20 minutes
I walked in...
After me, Katie said you were there when she rolled in.
Yeah.
I was, and actually showed up like a minute before you pulled in.
Oh, okay.
But
so that's
what
about
you...
20 minutes, though.
And it's not just today.
Yeah, so, you're out there every morning.
Every morning, Josh is out in his truck. It's running, and he just sits out there for like 20 minutes. And we're dying to know what you're doing.
And it's called peace and quiet, Jeremy. And it's really, really, really nice. And you probably don't get a lot of it because you have a family.
I don't.
And you should honestly
but
try it.
But you live alone, and you're fine. So you have peace and quiet all day.
No, what I do is usually, like this morning was freezing. And so I usually don't have time for my car to, like, warm up at all when I get here because, again, I have a very short commute.
So you let your car warm up when you get here?
No, I just sit in the heat in my car and just warm up and sit there.
But the funny thing is this building is warm when you come in. So you could pull in, park.
It's pretty cold in this room
specifically. You could come in and hang out in a warm building.
No, and there's another thing. I do other things. Like, I don't check my phone right when I wake up, so I check and catch up on things in the car when I sit there. And it's just... kind of a daily routine
this,
thing.
What else would I be doing?
I think you're avoiding us and probably texting girls.
Two things that are both absolutely true.
Because all the things that you mentioned, you can do at your house, right? Before you come in.
No, because I'm doing other things. I'm making breakfast. I'm making tea. I'm doing my lemon water. Like, I have a routine.
Yeah.
I am incredibly routine-oriented, and I don't break that routine. I would do the same thing when I got, you know, at our old building. You just sit there. And you just warm up in your car and chill for a second before he comes in.
But 20 to 30 minutes is pushing it.
I would say it's 5 to 7. I would say it's 5 to 7
On average, today it was a little longer, though.
Today
you can admit that.
No,
I sat in my car. You showed up. I waited maybe 5 minutes, and then you came
in. All we're saying is we don't buy it.
Like, that's fine. You can come sit with me.
We sat in here for 5 minutes talking about what you do in your truck, trying to figure it out.
But I get it. You give yourself the pep talk.
Yeah.
Right?
We came up with some very naughty things as well. Like,
oh, gosh.
Well,
you think he's, you know.
That was Jeremy.
He's, you know.
I was more like, again.
What? I'm just going to let you.
No, I can't.
No?
Say
okay.
What
I was
going to
say,
there.
I'll let your imagination run wild.
I thought, again, you're just in there looking in your rearview mirror, giving yourself a pep talk.
Like
you
can do
matter.
It today.
You got this, Josh.
You're a successful person, Josh. Yeah.
I really catch up. You know what's funny? The other day, I updated my phone apps on the. Like during that time, I just saw that I had like 17 new
so
updates
strange.
I needed to do.
So weird.
I was like, sure, I'll just update them.
All right, buddy. Well, we were just curious. I'm not knocking you or anything. We're just curious. Like when we're in here busy working and you're sitting in your car for 20 minutes. We're just curious.
Well, when you do your work at home, you don't have to sit in here.
No,
and do
your always working. Right?
What work
always
is that?
Working. Always working.
Always working, Jer. Uh-huh. Oh, I do yard work.
It's
I do all this other work there.
It is
so
funny though.
I.
Because
so
it's not the first time we've had this conversation about
yes.
this. Like, there's been multiple times. Well, he's out in his truck again. I wonder
well,
what
Josh?
He's doing.
I was like, well, he was in the parking lot sitting in his car. It's running.
Yeah.
Just sounds like you guys show up late. I'm here early to work waiting for you guys. I'm here before both of you, so.
I mean, let's not get it twisted, homie.
Yeah, like, I know. Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
I have a second observation from this morning's drive-in. Who the frick... let their sectional couch fall off on C-470 and kept driving.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I'm rolling in on 470 today, and there's a giant sectional couch halfway on the road and then halfway in, you know, the side, off to the side. and I had to go around it. And who is the jack wagon who thinks that they can dump that off in the road and just keep driving on the highway? I know, right?
At least call somebody, tell someone about it.
Or pull over and just try to drag it off the road at least and
that's
try to
dangerous.
Get it back
probably,
into your pickup.
No, because it's early in the morning. There's like six cars on
the
road.
Who knows when it was left? I mean, it could have been in the middle of the night when nobody's on the road.
Yeah, but still, you don't want to be out of your vehicle on especially
470. Oh, so you just leave the sectional couch and take off?
You get somebody who has the lights on their truck so that people know you're out there on 470.
Hey, you know what, Jer? Someone might not have noticed, and imagine their shock and surprise when they get back to their destination. They're like, where's my sectional?
I better call Jake Jabs immediately.
It was just there.
That's a rookie. Maybe. That's a rookie move. Ooh. That's a guy who probably just got a pickup truck and doesn't know how to tie down his load is probably what it
is. Well, you have to have those straps, right?
You got to have the proper straps. Mm-hmm. You got to ratchet it down,
you
Katie.
You do.
Got to check it and double check it before you take off.
Triple check it.
Absolutely. You do. Like, I've moved enough in my last year alone
to
know that.
You know how to tie down your load.
Oh, you've got to tie it down.
Tie down that load.
You don't want things flying out on the interstate. Like,
tying down your load, I think, is what Josh is doing every morning in his car.
You think that's what's happening?
No!
You do drive a pickup truck, don't you, buddy?
I do, bud. Right, yeah.